Ilay Nishmaster of Klein Mish Kalman Brenner Benueli Melech, but Basser Perk Bays Mishnah Aleph. Lo Yachbar Adam Bor Samach Labor Shal Chaviro. A person shouldn't dig a bore, a pit, next to the pit of his friend. It doesn't just mean the next to the pit of his friend, it means next to the wall of his friend's pit. The pit was obviously made out of an edifice around it, and that's the wall that you can't dig yours next to. For Lo Shiach, Shiach is like a long pit that's narrow. It's long and narrow. V'lo ma'ara, and not a ma'ara, we normally say is a cave, but here it's also a pit that was covered up. It had a covering on top. V'lo amas ha'mayim, and not a, like a water stream, or a little place that would hold the water there. V'lo nevrachas kovsin, and also nevrachas kovsin is a pit that was squared off, and the water would gather there, and they would use this water that would gather in this pit to launder clothing. Here you just have to make sure you distance it from the kosel of your friend three tvachim. That's what the beginning of the Mishnah said. A person shouldn't dig next to the bor. We're explaining that is the kosel chaver shlosh tvachim, meaning don't dig your pit next to your friend's three tvachim. Now the truth is the side of the wall itself of the pit, when you, let's say they had a circular pit, the wall of the pit itself was three tvachim thick. So when you would actually measure, since you need to be three tvachim away from him, it would come out, the Rav says, that from the hollow part, the open area of your friend's pit to your open area is six tvachim, because between them is the wall of your pit and the wall of his pit, which to me is just a problem that I have. I'm not sure. I'm looking around for it. But what does it mean then that you should distant hirchik mikosach haveru? Even if you literally put your pit right next to his pit, that's enough. That's fine. So when do you ever distance it? It's always going to be six tvachim away because the thickness of the walls of the pit are three tvachim each. So I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure, lamaisa, how this ever would be a problem. When would it not be this? And anyway, Mishnah continues, v'sad besid. And in any event, you should plaster the wall. Because if you don't plaster the wall, the moisture from your pit is going to damage your friend's pit. Machikines ha-gefes v'sazevel. Similarly, we should distance gefes. This is the psoles, the leftover olives after it was crushed in an olive press. V'sazevel and fertilizer, v'samelach and salts, v'sasid and plaster, v'sasloim, and also certain types of stones that would generate heat. These should all be distanced mikoso shel chaver shlosha tvachim. Also, should be three tvachim, not to damage your friend's pit. Vesad besid, and there's a machlekes here. Is it or vesad besid that if you put plaster on, then you don't have to distance it three tvachim because the plaster will protect from the heat of these items? Or is it vesad besid that you also have to add the plaster as well? I think the Gemara goes through both days. We have to distance seeds and a plow, even if there are no seeds. That's mei raglayim and urine, menakosel shlosha tvachim, three tvachim from the wall. All these things damage the wall. When it comes to a rechayim, a mill, you distance it three tvachim from the shechev. That's the bottom part, shein arba menarechev, which is four tvachim from the higher part, because it was more narrow on top, so since it's more narrow, it would be four tefachim away from the wall. One part of the rechaim would sit on top of the other part. Vesatanor, and an oven, shlosha min hakil yashen arba min hasafa. An oven is wider on the bottom, so it's three from the kilya, that's the base of the oven, that they would build out of mortar and stone, and they would put the tanor on top of it. Shein arba min hasafa, which is four tefachim from the safa, because it would slanted, not a total pyramid, obviously, but that's the way it was somewhat shaped, as we learned in Shabbos. So therefore, it's four tefachim from the top of the oven. The wall would be four tefachim from the top. And again, this is to protect the wall, because you would be damaging your friend's wall.